An Arab diplomat who apparently grabbed a surreptitious smoke in the bathroom of an airliner headed for Denver sparked a security scare last night that sent jet fighters scrambling. Two F-16 fighter jets escorted the United Airlines Boeing 757 into the Denver airport. Federal marshals sat next to the diplomat for the remainder of the flight. Once on the ground, authorities say the man did not have any explosives on him, and the whole thing appeared to be a misunderstanding. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
This incident comes just 3 months after a Christmas Day attempt to blow up a plane headed for Detroit. Authorities and flight crews have been on alert for anything suspicious. As United Flight 663 landed at the Denver airport Wednesday evening, it was escorted to an isolated area where it was surrounded by emergency vehicles. Passengers said that was the first indication they had that anything was wrong. Tim Burney of Centennial, Colorado, says he was sitting in the first class seat right in front of the Qatari diplomat who was taken into custody.
No, didn't know a thing. I mean, I was working on my computer, not paying attention to it. When we landed, you could tell, you know, there was some stuff going on.
Burney says authorities never gave any information to passengers about what was happening. Most of what passengers learned about the incident came from family and friends who called on mobile phones and relayed news accounts. Burney says there was never any commotion, but that a couple of air marshals aboard the flight came and sat with the man behind him.
Then once we landed, the police came on after about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and then handcuffed him and took him off.
What Burney and the other passengers have since learned is that the man snuck a smoke in the bathroom. News reports quoted unidentified security officials who say the diplomat apparently joked about lighting his shoes on fire. The reference to the 2001 shoe bomber incident was taken very seriously. Authorities didn't name the man taken into custody, but news reports quoted an unidentified Arab envoy as saying he was Mohammed Al-Mahdadi, a diplomat with the Qatar embassy in Washington. The Transportation Security Administration said in a statement that the man was being interviewed by law enforcement. Passengers on the plane were taken to a fire station at the airport and interviewed by FBI agents. Debbie Adams of Longmont, Colorado, was at the airport to pick up her husband, who she says should have been released much sooner.
So my husband was sleeping the whole time. There's no information he can give them. He's, you know, he's an average-looking guy, so okay, you're okay, off you go. But, you know, people have been inconvenienced for over 4, maybe 5 hours, and I bet you they're really tired.
Passenger Deborah Christopher was greeted with a hug from her husband 5 hours after the plane landed. They'd kept in touch by cell phone until her battery ran out. Still, she says she was never all that worried.
And people applauded the pilot and the flight attendants, and everybody was calm, and I felt like we were in good hands.
A spokesman for the Denver airport says the incident didn't affect other operations. No flights were delayed or canceled. The White House says President Obama was briefed on the incident Wednesday evening. Qatar's ambassador to the U.S. released a statement that confirmed the diplomat was detained for suspicious behavior. The ambassador said the man was traveling on official business and was not engaged in any threatening activity. Jeff Brady, NPR News at the Denver International Airport.